We stop in Idaho. That's where members of the Troy FFA talk about the impact their chapter has had on their lives and on their local community.
Hi, my name is Thomas Baer from the Troy FFA chapter, and I'm currently serving as our chapter's treasurer.
My name is Naya Griffin. I am a member of the Troy FFA chapter. I'm currently a junior at Troy High School, and I'm also currently the Troy FFA chapter vice president.
My name is Catherine Domet. I'm from the Troy FFA chapter, and I'm currently serving as your Idaho FFA state sentinel.
I'm currently working on a cattle chute out of aluminum for one of our local members in our community that owns cattle.
We put these boxes and flyers at different locations across Troy and Moscow, like Spence Hardware, both Umpqua Banks and then also Troy High School, and it really gave community members and students the chance to donate their old clothing and give back to the community.
As a state officer this year, I'm looking forward to meeting many different members from across the state and the country, as well as getting to travel around the state to different chapters to interact with the members, and as well as go to different conferences and leadership events.
With the skills that I've gathered from these, it'll help me with normal handyman tasks or pursue a career in fabrication or welding that I hope to pursue in the future.
There are a lot of people across the community that need help from us, and we are really willing to do that. It's also really humbled me as a person and allowed me to give back to a community that has really supported me and FFA as a whole, which I think is really important because it also allows me to connect with people and talk to people across the community, and these connections will really help me when I'm trying to either find a job or in the future just when I'm going out and being a productive citizen. It'll be nice to have connections.
FFA has helped me to develop many different leadership skills through competing in career and leadership development events. Through competing in these events, I've been able to step out of my comfort zone and prepare for a career in agriculture.
We care about the community and we want the community support, which I think is really important because we can't do any of the CDEs, we can't do any of the leadership conferences that we go to, or any of those types of things without the community support, and that's a really big part of the Troy FFA chapter, especially being a smaller chapter. And so I think it's really important that we give back to the community so that they feel like they can support us.
Community support is necessary when you are in an FFA chapter or agricultural education because it's not always funded by local schools. So the community support helps increase enrollment in these organizations and classes, and it helps, if the parents are involved, then it helps the students get more involved and more interested in becoming a member of FFA.